Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Are you ready for your daily dose of football? Well, we'll provide you with a little bit of football nostalgia, because in this episode, we discuss a previous NFL Lions franchise, football with the Blues, and a Mountaineer in our mission, and it's all coming up in just one moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So in taking a snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we're sure glad you're with us. We thank you for joining us once again as we give you small doses of football history one day at a time. And today's calendar day is July 10th. That's going to be our theme for today. We'll talk about all the history that's happened on July 10th, including birthdays of Hall of Famers born on this day, both from the college and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we're excited to do so. And, you know, football season is right around the corner as the CFL is getting geared up to start their regular season just weeks from now. NFL camps will start opening up in just a couple weeks. And the college teams, they'll start practicing and getting ready for their season. It's all coming up to a head. But we're here to bring you football every day with football history, because history doesn't change, it just keeps on going. So let's start off with our football history headlines from the newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it comes from the September 14th, 1926 New York Daily News, when it posted this headline: Pro Grid Stars Signed by Butler. And you're probably saying, okay, what does a September 14th newspaper article have to do with July 10th? Well, the article talks of the Brooklyn Lions president and manager Eddie Butler signing up players to his recently founded Lions teams. Because on July 10th, 1926, see how I brought that in? The Brooklyn Lions franchise formed and was accepted into the NFL. The team was put together there with the support from the league offices so as to counter the first AFL's deployment of their team, the Brooklyn Horsemen. Yes, there was three different AFLs. This is the first one back in the late 1920s. According to Wikipedia, in the months before the regular season began, both leagues battled with each other for fan support and a right to play at Ebbets Field. The NFL emerged as a winner as the Lions signed a lease to use the stadium on July 20th. On November 12, 1926, the Horsemen withdrew from the AFL, and they ended up merging with the Brooklyn Lions. The new team created by the merger was initially called the Brooklyn Lions and competed in the NFL from November 22, 1926. For the last three games of 1926, though, the team used the Horsemen name to finish the season. After three consecutive losses, the Lions/Horsemen franchise disbanded. Now, if you want to be able to read through some old articles, like I just did from the New York Daily News, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and almost every other English-speaking country around, from dating back all the way to 1798 to yesterday. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll all be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. So for those free 7 days, write this down, sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And I think you'll want to get that paid subscription, because it is really a great thing. It's one of the greatest websites that you can find online. And it's just fantastic to read all this old news. right from a digitally copied rendering of the original newspaper. July 10th, 1926, the Hartford Blues franchise is accepted in the NFL and survives only during the inaugural season in the league. According to the ConnecticutHistory.org website, the Blues were the only NFL team to have called the state of Connecticut their permanent home. That is, except for the New York Giants, who played at the New Haven's Yale Bowl in 1973 and 1974, awaiting their new Meadowlands Stadium to be completed. The Blues team actually started in Waterbury, Connecticut, according to writer Andy Pysik in this article. George Mulligan, a local sports promoter, started the Waterbury Blues in 1924 as an independent pro football team. Mulligan in 1926 moved the team to Hartford and paid the NFL's entry fee and became a member in the league. It was a rough year as they played against some of the greatest players ever, including Ernie Nevers and Johnny Blood McNally of Duluth, Guy Chamberlain of the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, Harry Studendreher, one of the famed Four Horsemen of Notre Dame, who played for Brooklyn in 1926, and Steve Owen of the Giants, and also Pete Henry of Canton. They were supposed to also face Jim Thorpe when playing against the Bulldogs, but he was injured for that game and did not participate. The Blues only managed to finish the season with a 3-7 record, despite playing all home games save two. The NFL in 1927 wanted to shed some of its numbers, thus after a vote, Hartford was dropped from his ranks. The Blues did play as an independent team for one more season though, posting a 7-1 record as the Hartford Giants, and then shortly after the season, disbanded altogether. It's interesting to note that according to an ad in the Hartford Courant on September 25th, 1926, a person could buy a season ticket for the Blues home games for $17.25. That's for the whole season. And isn't that about the cost of a beer and a hot dog at one single NFL game now? July 10th, 2017. According to the NFL.com website, the Kansas City Chiefs promoted co-director of player personnel, Brett Veach, to the position of general manager. Since that move, the Chiefs have made at least the conference title game every season since 2018 and have appeared in the last two Super Bowls, of course, winning Super Bowl 54. The NFL.com article goes on to note that both Andy Reid and Brett Veach were signed to six-year contract extensions in 2020. Some of the highlights, the Chiefs' transactions that the Veach helped orchestrate, were the trade of quarterback Alex Smith to Washington in 2018. And that made Patrick Holmes a starter in just the second season. And KC signing safety Tyrann Mathieu to a three-year, $42 million deal in 2019. And how about the unprecedented contract extension of Patrick Mahomes for 10 seasons, $450 million? Or tight end Travis Kelce, 4 years, $57.3 million, and defensive tackle Chris Jones with an inking of 4 years, $80 million in 2020. Now let's go to our Hall of Fame birthdays. For July 10th, 1960, in Cleveland, Ohio, Daryl Talley, the West Virginia linebacker from 1979 to 1982, was born. The National Football Foundation tells us that Daryl was such a versatile athlete and linebacker that he could play either at the line of scrimmage or on the outside. Talley registered 484 career tackles, which was a school record that stood for 21 seasons. Daryl also posted 28 tackles for loss, 19 sacks, and 5 interceptions in his 4 seasons in Morgantown. Talley was a unanimous All-American and was named to WVU's team's most valuable player in 1982 as a senior. Daryl Talley was selected to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2011, and after college, he was a second-round pick of the Buffalo Bills in the 1983 NFL Draft. He enjoyed 12 seasons in the NFL for the Bills, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Minnesota Vikings, starting 187 of 216 career games he was on the roster for. The two-time Pro Bowler played in 4 Super Bowls with Buffalo and was named first-team All-Pro by the Sporting News in 1990 and 93. Talley logged 38 and a half career sacks and forced 17 fumbles for his brilliant pro football career. Now, he was a great linebacker. Those Bills teams that played in 4 straight Super Bowls didn't get any wins, but playing in 4 straight Super Bowls, that's an amazing fact in itself. And they had some other great players on that team too, but the birthday of Daryl Talley, that's what we're celebrating today. Some other birthdays of those that are not yet in the Hall of Fame. July 10th, 1960, Roger Craig, a four-time Pro Bowl running back for the San Francisco 49ers. He was part of three Super Bowl winning teams for the Niners, and in 1988 won the Offensive Player of the Year. He played for the San Francisco 49ers, the Los Angeles Raiders, and the Minnesota Vikings while in the NFL. An interesting fact is that Roger was the first NFL player to have 1,000 yards rushing and receiving in the same season. Only Marshall Faulk and Christian McCaffrey are the only other players to ever have accomplished that feat in the NFL. July 10th, 1988, Antonio Brown is a Pro Bowl wide receiver that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Oakland Raiders, well, sort of, and the New England Patriots, and also won a Super Bowl ring with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. July 10th, 1989, Cameron Jordan, the offensive lineman that played for the New Orleans Saints and still does in this 2021 season. And for more football people born on July 10th that are in the pro ranks, check out profootballreference.com. Click on that July 10th link and you will see all the birthdays of all of our football players in the pro level that have birthdays in this July 10th date. And we really appreciate you joining us once again. We love to have you each and every day here with us. Actually, we'd like to have you here multiple times a day because there's some days where we have two podcasts going out. So we're putting out probably between 11 and 12 podcasts every single week. We have our Football by Numbers series going on. We also bring on some authors from time to time or talk about special events, birthdays of somebody really famous. And we also are going to be talking about some of the defunct early NFL teams, bring some experts and historians on to talk about them. So we want to make sure we bring that football knowledge of yours up to the highest level it possibly can be. And we're going to do it one day at a time in small little tidbits of information. And we appreciate you spending these last few minutes with us. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow. You can find us at thesportshistorynetwork.com, where we and about 20 other podcasters on that site have some great sports history to share with you. We hope you'll join us there. It's really a lot of fun and a lot of great people and a lot of great guests and events and great stories that are told there. And you can also find us on our home website, pigskindispatch.com, where all of our blog posts, all of our podcasts, and all of our YouTube videos, they show up there so that each and every day you have something brand new to look about of football history. So make sure you check all those things out, sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And in our final sign-off, I wish everybody have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.